Blog Talk Radio.
Real dope dealers for real.
Let me blow this bitch, I'm famous, I blame with some you. Cash in the ferret, hang, get my penthouse poof. Skyline the clearest, watch it, your optics. Popping out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105, head with no power steering. Ah,
oh, oh, luxury. Chitty, ching, ching, could buy anything. Got that, oh, oh, color green. 3 degrees low, make it hot for me, drop that.
Yeah. Wow. Hello. Hello, sir. Hello. Wow. Michael. Chialilos.
Yes, sir.
How are you? How are you being, sir?
I'm chilling. I'm on the bus already, so if I lose the call, I'll be sure to call back, which I'm sure will happen. My phone's a piece of shit. But other than that, I'm good.
Well, it's only you and I at the moment, so while we wait for the other, wait for the other delinquents that are going to show up, which, as far as I know, is only Lou. We haven't done the show in about a week and a half, I think, 2 weeks.
I think a week and a half.
So has anything awesome happened to you in that since we last spoke to you? Any more good stuff that you could share?
No, nothing special. I'm in the midst of trying to plan a vacation to get the fuck out of here for like a week before I start murdering people. But other than that, nothing too exciting.
Where are you trying to go? Are you trying to go to Thailand?
No, I'm actually trying to go to San Diego to visit some fam.
I didn't know they had kind of best like over there.
What's that?
Yes. Do you want to maybe take the dick out of your mouth when you're talking, Lou, or?
Lou entertaining clients, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go. And I didn't tell you that I'm not a real estate broker. I'm actually a mouth broker. Brokering mouth deals.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You're a mouth broker?
Yeah.
You're aligning.
By the way, Mike, you're in the same position.
Mouth?
You got a dick in your mouth, son.
There's no
yeah,
dick
there you
in my
go.
Mouth. Mick can hear me.
There you go. Now
Mick
you
can hear me.
Yeah, step up to the plate, my man. Speak clearly and articulately.
We're all good now.
No.
We're live on the radio. Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition.
This is our first show.
Are we live on the radio? I think we were live on the radio at 6 p.m. when the show started.
The show is not starting until I get on.
Oh. No, I'm pretty sure the show's over as soon as you get on. That's when we lose. Statistically, according to the stats, people stay through the hold music and through the intro, but as soon as Lou opens his mouth, we lose everybody.
Disinterested.
I think the hold music should be the new intro. That was my favorite. Listen, that was my favorite part about not doing the show the other day was falling and just looking at the hold music for like 15.
The hold music is terrible.
Oh my god, it's fantastic!
It's terrible. I've called into my own show and listened to the hold music, and it's terrible.
It's great to listen while you're fingering your butthole.
Oh yeah.
While you're masturbating.
Yeah. That's it.
So Mick,
any fetish parties, Mick?
No.
What's that?
No.
Nothing new yet.
Nothing
unbelievable.
Get
on Craigslist, my man.
Any great stuff happened to you in the last week and a half that you want to share?
Well, I mentioned to you that I had a business deal fall through and made me want to cry. Other than that, other than being completely unsuccessful in my career, no. No. Nothing.
Yeah.
Have a career
unsuccessful
in, as opposed to being.
He's been unsuccessful in every career he's had, just like me.
That's
so.
Not true.
Unbelievable.
No, that's totally true. It's absolutely true.
It's absolutely true. Because my business was a piece of shit, and it turns out that I'm a piece of shit. Can't make a deal.
All right. Well, you belong on this show. So,
yeah, believe me, I know.
Right in.
I know my place. I know my station,
Birds
guys.
Of a feather.
Right next to you.
Yeah, that's why he keeps doing the show, despite his not wanting to. Obvious. It's obvious not wanting to be a part of the show. He really.
So listen,
a
good friend of mine almost died the other day. He was in the emergency room.
Who's that?
Crazy.
Yeah.
No, nobody.
Let me ask him what happened. Fucking.
Nobody almost
taking
died.
Things to heart,
nobody
apparently.
Nobody almost died. Anyway, I have super high blood pressure, and another guy I know has super high blood pressure. He told me
how he got rid of his, because he actually doesn't have high blood pressure anymore. One of the things he did was to take a certain medication. The other thing he does is that he stopped worrying about shit that doesn't matter, which brings me to one of the topics that we have for the show today. I actually got into an argument online while I was in the hospital yesterday.
Right. Yeah, maybe you should quit your Facebook page.
Yeah, maybe just
getting into
social media.
maybe that's
social media. Gave me high blood pressure.
Maybe I should do that. So here's the thing. There's a new TV show that's coming on Cartoon Network, Adult Swim. I believe it's called Black Jesus. Okay.
Oh yes, it looks good. I saw 10 seconds of the commercial, and I was hooked. I was like, yeah, definitely, that's my shit right there.
The guy who's doing the show is the same guy who created one of the probably the best and most prominent black comic strip that's ever. Because there's not, let's face it, just about every other industry, including the entertainment industry in general, it's dominated by white males. And the Sunday comic industry has always been dominated by white males. Your occasional white female who somehow seems to write about nothing but emotional bullshit female stuff in her comics. But this guy, Aaron McGruder, was one of the... Hello?
Yeah, what was the name of it?
Yeah, we're here.
The guy's name is Aaron McGruder. He created The Boondocks, which was a
right.
a black-centered comic strip, which they then turned into a cartoon show on Adult Swim.
By the way, whatever you're doing now, I can hear you better.
Yeah, I don't know. There was some crazy shit happening. Yeah, I think Mick was peeing in my ear is what was happening. But anyway, so this guy created his strip and his show and the Boondocks. I guess he got tired of the Boondocks or something, so he kind of detached himself from it, and now he's created the show Black Jesus, which is a live action show. And so this guy that I know who does nothing but he draws other people's creations. Like, he sits at comic conventions and sells pictures of other people's work. Like, he draws pictures of Batman and sells it.
Right.
And, you know, he's a cartoonist, but he makes money off of other people's shit. He posts, and he also happens to be, apparently, a hardcore Christian. He's a black guy and a hardcore Christian. And he posts a link to the show, and he says, and so it begins, the garbage that passes for entertainment continues to disgust me. Disgust. D-I-S-C-U-S-S. So right off the bat, he's an idiot.
Right.
Even the 3-minute trailer was vile to watch, with multiple uses of the F-word by the actor portraying Black Jesus. Christians, those who believe in biblical faith, should make sure this never airs, of course.
Of course,
he would say something like that. This is a guy who makes his living off of other people's artistic endeavors
and
freedom of expression. Right. So my response to him was, the whole world isn't Christian, and not all Christians find this offensive either. Neither Magruder, an artist, or the entertainment industry in general is under any obligation to cater to your particular tastes. Save your moral outrage for things that matter, like children dying in the streets. Which, as far as I'm concerned, should shut everyone the fuck up. That's it.
Right. You would think.
Yeah,
you would
exactly.
Think. But of course.
Yeah, it's something.
But of course,
yeah,
it doesn't work.
Of course not. Israel can bomb a school today, and I bet he didn't post anything about it. 19 kids died.
Okay. And if we take Israel and Palestine out of the picture, there are still kids. There are still kids dying in the streets of America.
America.
Yeah. You know, and for some, and the whole argument just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Like, what's the problem? Like, it's offensive to you, so it shouldn't be seen? Where did the sense of entitlement come from?
I don't really know what's offensive about it. It's a dude You know, it seems like it's the plight of Black America, and they just put a Jesus get up on the guy.
Right. I don't know why that would have. See, that's the thing, though. Like, I'm the kind of person,
you know,
I don't get
offended exactly
by that sort of thing, so I don't
know
what the mindset of somebody who is.
Mm-hmm.
You know why that's offensive. It's offensive because it's their idea of Jesus cursing and being less than holy. And it's
definitely,
even though it's in a comedic sense, even though it's in a completely farcical sense, and it's most likely, from what I could see, it's most likely satire.
Right.
That's somehow offensive.
If it's something obviously satirical, I don't know why people are getting so up in arms over it. I don't know, that kind of like logic never made sense to me. Like, obviously, it's just like a humorous take on a particular, you know, viewpoint or whatever. It's something that is like, this is the way I think, and this is the way you should think too. It's why these, like,
yeah, but like, I think the most
like,
offensive thing to me was the fact that this is a guy who makes his living off of art, or tries to make his living off of art, and he has the gall to open his mouth and say what is or isn't art and what people
definitely
shouldn't see.
Right, and instead of condemning it, he should be looking at this as a new money-making opportunity. He can just draw the cartoon and, you know, make his money off of it.
You know, I mean, and this is the typical response, and this is where I guess I need to just, I mean, I shouldn't say anything anyway, but his response was, what an ignorant statement, Michael Garvey, and P.S., what do you do for children dying in the street? So it's no longer, he then made it into a personal attack instead of just defending.
Right.
Instead of just saying, hey, you know, this is how I feel about it. It's not that at all. I'm being ignorant because I'm telling him that he should worry about things that actually matter rather than someone else's fucking bullshit TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, that's how it usually goes with these people. They lose an argument instead of making, you know, logical points, you know, counter arguments or rebuttals or what have you. They go into, you know, first they have to other out.
He's basing his belief systems on a character from a fictitious book. You know, there's not much in the way of
exactly
his entire outlook, perspective on life. It's a hand-me-down story on a character that's hand-me-down. You know, Jesus is a character that evolved from several other characters. So I mean.
Well, yeah, my question as far as this particular thing is, why is he allowed to be offended by the portrayal, but people who don't believe him, she's serious, are they allowed
so
to be
much
offended
wrong. There's so much wrong with, I mean, from the
start of what I see with this guy, he's a young black man in America, and he is offended by another young black man's portrayal of a predominantly white, historically inaccurate religious figure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We haven't even gotten to that part yet.
He has decided to take the religion that the white man has basically fucked into his race, okay? Christianity was fucked into the black race by white America, in America. You know, slaves didn't come to this country as Christians. Black slaves were not Christians when they came to this country.
Voodoo witches and shit.
I don't think so. I mean, you're Puerto Rican and you're the worst of the worst, so I guess no.
Yeah, on the obvious aside, I'm wondering, were they voodoo? Oh, were like voodoo witches?
Like, you know, like Puerto Ricans don't even have the luxury of saying, oh, you know, our ancestors were slaves. We didn't have to be here. No, you can't even do, like, you have no legal or ancestral claims to any sort of discrimination in America whatsoever. Like, none.
Could be a little bit.
Maybe. Among yourselves, perhaps.
Yeah. Funny bit.
Yes. I mean, are you allowed to fall under the discrimination against Latinos in this country? Like, does that apply to Puerto Ricans also?
Yeah, I had to fight for what I have, which is nothing, so. You know?
Yeah, I guess. So the fact is that this dude is so, he's so vehemently pro-white, pristine Jesus, when that's not even the religion of his ancestors. Like, he adopted that. That was adopted forcefully by his, he had it fucked into his family. The white man raped Christianity into the black culture. Literally raped Christianity into the black culture.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're some of the loudest voices for it.
Yeah. That type of shit where you say you're going to take it and like it. He likes it.
Well, actually, doesn't that also, Louis, for example, like your mom was really religious, right? Or might still be, I don't even know. She's really Christian religious, right?
Yes, very.
Christianity wasn't the Taino way, was it?
No, I was not. Catholics having landed and taken over.
Didn't the Spanish fuck Christianity into the Taínos as well?
Yeah, that's about right. I don't know of any Taíno anything, actually, rituals or what have you. I think they were just completely annihilated, and the Spanish sperm kind of spread throughout. That's about it. But I will say, though, my mom is a lot more of an agreeable Christian. She's definitely a born-again Christian. Like, you know, like she dresses with, she doesn't wear makeup and doesn't cut her hair, and the church will rise and be the bride of Jesus.
That's not born again, though. That's like a specific kind of
born again. It's born again. It's a little, actually, in a lot of ways, a lot more radical than born again, Pentecostal.
Right,
right. But I feel like you will find, except for one area, a lot less outraged about stupid shit. You know what I mean? Except for homosexuality. The only time my mom ever expressed, like, actually protesting something, and I pointed it out to her, the war in Iraq was starting to come to fruition, and she wanted to attend some anti-gay marriage thing back then. You know, and I pointed out to her how, you know, a couple of fags sucking each other off is far less abominable than children being blasted all over the place. So at which point she's like, yeah, I guess you're right. But still wanted to go, you know, wave a flag of hatred against homosexuals. Sorry, I just had to clear my throat.
Yeah, it's stupid. Two guys making sweet mouth love to each other's yambags is not anywhere near as important to the world as maybe, you know, people stop shooting each other in the face on the street because they're wearing a different color of clothing than they want.
Yeah, I mean, and that just goes across the board, though. So, like, people are outraged about, you know, these conservative issues, and they come out in force and they'll go protest. But when it's, you know, people actually physically getting damaged and children actually dying in the streets, like Chicago, you know what I mean? Like, Chicago has a crazy gun problem, and people die, like, every day in shootouts. But, you know, there's
Detroit,
no fucking,
too. There's whole neighborhoods in Detroit.
Detroit
that, abandoned. Literally abandoned.
Exactly.
There's no, like, the police stations are abandoned in Detroit. It's like a fucking elliptic in Detroit.
It really is like
I really feel, I feel like Hollywood is missing out big time here. Like, they should open movie studios in Detroit to film post-apocalyptic and really mainly zombie movies. Like, like we're missing out here, man. Like,
yeah,
they
don't have to
like,
do like crazy research trying to find these
film,
just, like
they
want to
film
exotic
like,
locales. They just go right in the heart of the city.
It's
right
the best place.
What part?
That's just the thing, though. Like, there's, you know, it's the one of the big hot button issues with conservatives is abortion. You know, abortion is wrong. It's evil. You know, life begins at conception. Well, if you're so worried about the lives that are being conceived, like, why don't you care about the ones that are already born and are being shot in the face by stray
right.
bullets
and stuff? Why don't you care
about that? Why don't you care about the kids that are in the middle of nowhere in the Midwest in a run-down trailer, unable to eat because their parents are pieces of shit? Why don't you care about them?
Yeah.
Like, the whole...
That's something that's been pointed out a few times. Like, Republicans only give a shit about babies until they come out of the vagina.
And then they don't care anymore.
Then it's like, fuck you. We don't care about welfare. We don't care about food stamps. We don't care about anything that could help poor kids eat.
They're sadists. They just want more people to be born into misery.
Yeah,
and,
that's a good way to look at it.
And then just kind of, you know, when they're in jail, then kill them then the death penalty. Why, you know, it's such a process, too. Why not approve abortion and, you know, skip the whole process?
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, that's too much. The whole anti-abortion thing, actually,
it's actually almost contradictory to the rest of normal Republican rhetoric, because they really just want everyone, that, like, they don't care about poor people.
And they kind of
just hope that you know, the poor people die off, because they don't want to support them. They don't want the government to support them. They don't care about that shit. Like, you know, wouldn't population control through abortion kind of fit in with that whole capitalistic consumption thing?
You would think, yeah, which you would sort of kill off kids, you know, a lot of people struggling. And but then again, same thing, you're going to talk more people, like for instance, you talk more people to get arrested in current grade for trying to struggle through poverty.
Seems like that, well, but, you know,
whatever. It doesn't matter, and that's, you know, I'm glad you brought up the whole blood pressure thing, because basically what people are telling me to do is to be apathetic, is to be totally apathetic.
Yeah.
And we, I mean, let's face it, Lou, you and I are probably about 200 to 500% more apathetic than we ever were when we were in our 20s, correct?
That's about right.
I mean, probably... I mean, I'm far more apathetic than I ever was. But at the same time, I'm not totally apathetic. Like,
yeah,
even Nick, who I'd say is probably... Nick is probably the most apathetic out of all of us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
I mean, he's only here, he's only on this show talking about these issues because I basically force him to. Like, I go to his house, and I tie him up and rub my balls all over his forehead until he promises to come on the show, even though
right.
I think he secretly likes it.
No, he
yeah,
does. I mean, he goes through the
exactly
motions.
I pretend to not like him.
I mean, actually, to tell you, all kidding aside, I think the only reason that he does this show is because we give him the illusion that we care about what he says, which is the only
right.
thing he
right.
has going for him in his life right now.
Well,
pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Which is pretty much the only reason that any of us do this show.
Christ Almighty!
Yeah, that would be my armchair medical advice is to just not give a shit, and maybe that'll help your situation. I don't know for sure, but you know.
I thought I was apathetic enough.
So you're doing
this. If
right.
you look at my life, I really, there's not much I do give a shit about.
Right. Clearly.
Just look at his gut.
Hey, look at my gut, man. You know, I mean, I don't like the fact that pigs and cows and chickens are treated like shit and killed so horribly and thoughtlessly and all that other stuff. But I eat most of them. I eat the products of that.
Yeah.
You don't eat pork anymore,
legally,
though.
As a matter of fact. No, I don't eat pork. Well, I was never real big on pork, but, you know, I love me a good steak, man. I mean, that cow could have had the shit beat out of it by, like, 30 dirty, horrible, terrorists and pissed
right.
on and could have been, you know, raised in a goddamn box, you know, a bread box. That cow could have been raised that way. It could have been fucking infected and all this
all
other
sorts
stuff.
Of steroids and
yeah,
and,
whatever.
Know,
and then you plop a big, juicy, beautiful steak in front of me, and I'm going to eat that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, so maybe if you think you're being apathetic enough to be at a maintainable level, maybe you just need to not deal with trolls on the internet who are trying to, like, get your goat.
I guess. I think I just need to not care about people being stupid. You know, maybe I should just be dumb. Maybe that's what I need. Maybe I need to hit myself in the head with a hammer a few times. I'm sure Louie would volunteer to help me with that.
Holy shit, man. I'm sure there would be a line like in the movie Airplane when the bitch is freaking out. And people have, like, weapons to slap them. There would be a line.
Right.
Nah, the line would consist of you and my mom, and that's probably about it. Even my ex-girlfriends don't give enough of a shit about me to want to hit me in the head with something. Like, they're just happy that I'm not in their lives anymore. You know what I mean?
Woo! Remember that mistake named Mike? Whoa.
Remember that? No, they don't even do that. Like, somebody's like, oh, who's that? Who's that piece of shit that you were dating? They're like, I have no idea. My life is great now. I don't know. I think I had like 3 years of amnesia. I'm not really sure what you're saying. But let's focus on the future because my life is great now. That's what they all say.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the horrible drug addict probably says that too.
Think so?
Which one is that?
Ashley.
Oh, okay. Las drogas.
And she had sex with a black crack dealer.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hold it. Is there any other kind?
Yes. Yes, there are. There are Puerto Rican crack dealers.
No. Miente. No way. Come on. Speaking of black, what happened to Chrissy?
She's probably having another kid, or she's high, or she's going to lose her house again. Who the fuck knows? You know, she's so... She's one of, like rhetorically, she's one of the least stereotypical black people I've ever met in my life. But if you look at her life, she's the most stereotypically black person I've ever met.
The walking dichotomy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she's so intelligent.
Gang violence.
She's sharp, and she's funny, but she's still got goons that she rolls with, and she's got fucking... You know, getting booted out of her house with her three kids and has to go on social services and all sorts of craziness. You know.
Be rolling with a gun in her car. Never know.
Probably. You know, gotta go call her cousins to fight some bitch who's talking smack about her. Also, everything that you could think of other than the fact that all of her kids do have the same father.
Right.
That's about the only thing that is
so stability. We'll say that.
I don't know if that's stability exactly. Is that what that is?
Or maybe gullibility.
Maybe.
I don't know. I was gonna bring up the Israel Palestine. We might as well just quickly talk about how the UN has a school that there were children in, and there were 17 communications to Israel saying there are civilians in the school. That's all that's in the school. Please don't shoot at it with rockets, because that's all that's there. And then Israel shot at it. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
You see that, Louie? You mentioned it earlier in the show.
Unbelievable. I didn't know there were that many communiques.
Yeah, seven. According to the article I read, 17 communications to Israel saying, hey.
And the
They were confirmed that there was nothing at the school before they fired. So I saw that video from the who was the ambassador was saying that they didn't, you know, they supposedly didn't know what was there because they offered them a warning.
That was the first school that they covered, Nick.
Right.
That video that you're talking about, which I also saw, that was the first school that they blew up.
And as angry as he got, and he was saying, you know, oh, Hamas is using these schools to hide weapons and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, but this particular school, like, did anybody go in there and check to see what was in there before they fired? I mean, like, why didn't any UN check? And he was like, oh, and he was still pissed off, but he's like, oh, you know, I don't know all the facts. Okay, then shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know, what makes you think you're qualified to talk about it if you don't know all the facts, Mr. Ambassador to the U.S. from Israel? Douchebag.
I love how on Fox News they talk about it, and they only have one guy on who advises about it, and it's an Israeli talking head.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, as we said, there is no black and white in this conflict at all, because I mean, the fact is that Palestinian leaders have routine whenever someone has set out. Like, and I think the last person I really set out to put markers on like the areas and to create a tried and true border defined Palestinian state was actually Clinton. When Clinton went over and they hashed out this thing, Palestinian leaders have routinely said, as long as you try to designate areas for us, we say no. Go fuck yourselves. So like, there's no. Nobody's hands are clean in this conflict whatsoever. I mean, Israel is obviously probably has dirtier hands because their weapons are bigger and more destructive, and there's a lot more of them. A lot.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I think maybe your blood pressure went up just because we hadn't done the show in a couple of weeks.
If Bill Clinton and a terrible Adam Sandler movie can't help that conflict, then I don't know what can.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe we should send Adam Sandler over to Palestine. That'll help everyone.
He will die eventually.
I mean, it'll help Israel because, I mean, right now he's just a black mark on their reputation. He won't be in America anymore. And either you know, the Palestinians will kill him and make everything better, or they'll adopt him, and maybe he can make shitty movies about Palestine and bring money to Palestine.
Right.
That's a win-win, as far as I'm concerned. It's a win-win-win.
Yeah, exactly. Win. Yeah. Win-win-win.
Really good.
U.S. Israel on Palestine.
Right? Like, I mean, who's with me on this? Send Adam Sandler. Give Adam Sandler a Palestinian visa. You know, like an attempt to perm Palestinian visa.
Actually, we can make this worse because, as you know, we're very popular in India, and I'm sure they can have some network stuff to get this done.
Why are we so popular in India? I don't understand.
I have no idea, but it's hilarious.
Imagine if we actually were popular in India. That'd be awesome.
We're not popular in India?
Bobby?
I said we're not popular in India?
Is that you in an Indian accent? Is that what you're trying to do?
Are we not popular in India? I could have sworn we were very popular in the place where my parents are coming from.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
Yes, I honestly don't know what could be done at this point with them. I don't know.
I mean,
it's going to get worse.
No, what's this? Oh, I mean, Indian people like to come here and open up really shitty motels.
I suppose.
Right?
Gas stations and the like.
No, really, like some of the worst places I've ever been to, in hotel-wise, in America, are run by Indian people.
Yeah, over here.
Are Indian owned and owned and ran?
Yeah.
Do you remember one time, Mike? I don't know what state we were in, but we were driving cross country. We stayed at a motel. I couldn't even tell you the state, and there were people actually living there.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Like white trash families that actually lived there.
How much do those places charge? I was talking to this kid when I was in Atlantic City a few weeks ago, and he was saying that he rents a hotel room, like one of these like shitbox hotel rooms. But he rents it for like $450 for the month.
Wow, it's not bad actually.
It's crazy, but yeah, same thing. It's total shithole. Like, I don't remember which one it was, but
not bad. So now we know. Now I got kicked out.
Yep.
There's apparently Howard Stern went on an epic anti pro-Israel rant.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. Somebody's on. The cops just don't murder a little kid, and I'm trying to get away.
They just murdered a little kid and trying to hide it away.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That's what I heard.
Well, apparently Howard Stern said that if you're anti-Israel, then you're anti-America, because Israel is the only friend we have in that area who's willing to fight and stand up for what's right.
Yeah.
This is from Howard Stern, the very, very well-informed Jewish radio host.
Yes, I'm
well, I mean,
I
don't
have time to pay attention to that sort of thing.
I've been reading that there's a growing anti-violent Israeli violent sentiment in Israel, and there are rabbis in Israel who said that they're going to stand, you know, that they've tried to stand up to the Israeli Defense Force. What is all that horrible noise?
I don't know. I thought that was on your end. I don't think it's me. If it's me, it's just my
Lou, are you opening
right
food, Lou?
No.
Are you opening
are you eating again?
Yeah. Are you putting things in your mouth?
No, I'm inside.
Anyway,
it's not
so,
me, I don't think.
Show's over anyway, so we'll let this one go. Great show, guys.
True.
You guys did a great job.
Listen,
so
I'm
proud
you both. Go fuck yourselves. And I hope to never hear from you again.
I'm great.
We're going to have to get Mike.